Mayfair. What is a child's most exciting time of the year, other than their birthday or celebrating Christmas? You guessed it, Halloween. October 31st has become such a huge event. Adults buy extravagant costumes and go way out with their parties. Belated birthday wishes to a centurion who at one time resided in Rabbit Lake. 100-year-old Adeline Klippenstein had her special August 18th. She resides in a special care home in North Battleford and looks forward to having visitors. Another birthday wish to retired farmer Sid Penley of Rabbit Lake, who celebrated his 97th this past week. He has lived in Medicine Hat, Alta, for a number of years. Two of his three children, son Dave, Nancy, and daughter Jan, Paul, Cherwinski, live on farms near Rabbit Lake and Mayfair. Wishing Sid many more years of health and happiness. Soccer tournaments are winding down for the season. I'm kept busy attending three of my oldest grandchildren's sports. Hockey is here also, so the three boys are engaged in that sport. Sad news in my family when we were informed my brother-in-law, 77-year-old Robert Tetz of rural Battleford, passed away October 17 in Royal University Hospital, Saskatoon. He is survived by my sister Leona, son Bobby, Cindy, Jaylene and families. Remembrance Day, November 11th, is fast approaching and for our district Hafford is the closest place to partake in a full service. Be there for 10:45 a.m. at the Communiplex to pay respect to our heroes. There will be coffee, tea, juice, cookies and fellowship after the service. Let's proudly wear poppies. Don and Robert, owners of the Maymont Hotel, are having a close-out sale on absolutely everything including appliances, furniture and miscellaneous items. Mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday, October 29 and 30 from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. All Saints Catholic Church in Mayfair will be holding their regular Sunday Masses at 9 a.m. instead of 8:30 a.m. The time might change for December. There are exciting happenings at Rabbit Lake Library. Learning to Quilt started October 19 and runs for 10 weeks 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Wednesdays. Cost is $20 and one has to purchase their own fabric. Diamond Art also started October 19 every Wednesday from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. cost $10 per person. Children's activities are starting in November every second Wednesday until spring from 4:15 to 5:15 p.m. with no charge. Storytime for children started last month and is every second Friday 10 to 10:45 a.m., again no cost. One can prepay and pre-register in the library. Library phone number is 306-841-7079. Contact people are Donna at 306-824-2042 and Lynn at 306-824-4635. Joan Giallo, owner of Rabbit Lake Hotel per Bar, is hosting a spooktacular Halloween Howling Fun evening Saturday, October 29 with drink specials, free pool and other fun. Come dressed in your costumes but no prizes to be awarded. Maymont Junior Girls Volleyball Team brought home a first-place plaque for winning the tournament in Medstead last Saturday. When playing against larger centers where one has to try out for a team, small schools, at times, even have to include younger students in order to make a team. The Hafford six-man football team has a quarterly final game in Hafford this Saturday at 1 p.m. Come dressed in warm clothing and cheer loud. Submitted by Kim Vogilly, October 6 was the Battle West Cross Country District Championships at Spiritwood. Maymont School had two athletes who earned top 10 placement in intermediate girls division, which is required to be eligible to move on to the provincial championships. Emerson Vogilly placed second and Anika Harder placed third. Cross country provincial championships were held October 15 at Wapiti. There were 107 athletes in the province in the intermediate girls division. Emerson placed 7th overall and Anika placed 29th. This was Emerson's and Anika's first attendance at cross-country provincials. It was a great experience resulting in outstanding finishes at the provincial level for both athletes. They are both such positive ambassadors for Maymont Central School Athletics. Thank you to Ryan and Krista Nickel for their time, commitment and support to the cross-country program at Maymont Central School. District championship placements in Spiritwood for other Maymont Central School athletes in the younger age categories are Madison Harder, gold; Emerson Vogeli, silver; Kyler Domack, silver; Anika Harder, bronze; Emma Harder, bronze; Addison Mina, fifth; Madison Welford, sixth.